Hello, everybody. I want to talk about a serious issue. We're going to talk about mental illness. I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a therapist. I am one of those people that suffer from mental illness. Welcome to another episode of Damn Nation. You can call me Adam. You can call me Jasper. You can call me whatever it is you want to call me. But welcome to a Damn Nation. I don't even know why I threw that out there. But anyway, because of all the things, I guess, that I went through in life, my father was into all types of drugs. He was a functional drug addict. Like, I mean, people that knew him, he was like Debo, man. People were scared of my father, man, for real. Like, you would never know my father took drugs. I mean, he was into a lot of hard stuff, the needles and all. I used to catch my uncles and him, and I used to be like, damn, what they doctors and shit? Because, you know, I see rubber bands around their arm and needles in their veins. You know, I was a little kid. I ain't know what they was doing. But for some reason, I was always the inquisitive one, always the one up at night seeing things that I wasn't supposed to see. So gradually, as I seen families drop and fall, eventually my father caught the monster. And everybody knows what that is. But before that happened, we went through a lot, man. I had loved my father, and I said had. I had. I mean, I still got love for my father. And, anyway, it brings me to this. But bottom line is, how do I do this? Mental illness is not one of those long story short things. If you have mental illness, get the help that you need. Because it is very serious. People, like, in the black culture, you know, people are like, I ain't seeing no therapist and da-da-da. Like, if you're a mobster and you're the Sopranos, of course you're going to lose your life. Because, you know, they're like, this guy telling everything to the... But if you live in... Nobody lives a normal life. That's the bottom line. Get the help that you need, man. Talk to somebody, because mental illness is a real thing, man. You got to look at it like this. You got people that are millionaires, billionaires, man, and they killing themselves. All right? You got people killing themselves. I ain't going to throw the names. You know the people that's out there that done murdered and killed themselves. That transgender girl that Dave Chappelle was just talking about just killed himself because he was a man. He killed himself. What was that dude that been around the world? He was some type of eatery chef. I don't know what he was. I never watched his show, but I was aware of him. He killed himself. You know what I'm saying? Robin Williams killed himself. You got to understand, there got to be something wrong, I know you're saying, because this guy had everything. But let me tell you something about everything. I discovered a long time ago that money and all that doesn't mean everything. One day my father, he had got hurt. He got into an accident. He came into a lot of money. So all of a sudden, we started getting all these nice things in the house. But the one thing didn't change. My father was still acting the way he was acting. I was still in an abusive relationship. Still was being abused. So none of that changed. That situation didn't change. Money doesn't buy you happiness, man. Especially if you don't have that peace of mind. And with that, speaking for myself, you know, I wanted to kill myself. I wanted to do all these things. It was just a whole bunch of craziness during my young life. And I could tell you, I could write a book, but that would take a long time. It was many, many, many chapters, many episodes. But but that mental illness is real, man. If your spouse or anybody is in denial and they don't want to get the help that's needed and they keep making excuses because sometimes it's not just that person that may need the help. It could be you too. You know? And I'm not saying that going to a therapist or psychiatrist is the key to all your answers. But I will say this. It does help you to deal with certain situations differently. And it gives you a better understanding. In a sense, in my opinion, it teaches you better how to deal with people, how to talk to people. Because I'm telling you this because I tried it and it has worked. The thing is, you have to keep on doing it, whether it's someone talking to you or you talking to them. Now, to my fellow mental illness people, they're going to know I go because of phrases such as radical acceptance, mindfulness, things of that nature. Because radical acceptance was something that blew my head away, because it was like, damn, you know, I'll give you a prime example, me being a black man. And okay, people might not like hearing this, but it is what it is. And no matter what you do, you can't change it. That's called radical acceptance, meaning no matter what you do, you can't change the situation that you are in, or you can't change how people treat you. They're going to treat you to that no matter what you do. And that's called radical acceptance. The fact that you're going to have to just accept the fact that no matter what you do, you can't change these people's perception about you. You can't change these people from treating you better no matter what. And that, me as a black man, I had to accept that. I'm just throwing that out to you as an example, because it can go for whether it's my mother, whether it's my father. I have to accept that me and my mother, we have a toxic relationship. I have to accept that no matter what I do, I cannot change how she acts towards me or how she makes me feel. And I gotta accept the fact that she's not gonna understand where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't even realize that she has a type of mental illness. She doesn't even realize it. She doesn't even realize it because she went through some things where she had got touched. And I'm going to just leave it at that, because that's her business. So it is what it is. But that can have a profound effect on somebody. And the fact that people don't tell you this, people be telling me things when I'm like, age 40. I'm like, why you ain't tell me this like long time ago? I had a better understanding, you know, because that did make me go have a little more of an understanding with my mom. But that doesn't mean you start feeling sorry for people because you know their situation, because at the same time, the people that you are trying to help can also increase your mental illness. Being around certain people. You know, social media also has an effect on your mental state. I remember catching myself, I was watching YouTube, and man, I was like, yo, I'm getting tired of this shit. You know what? Let me go watch some cats. I had to watch cats and squirrels playing around with each other to get my mind right, man. Because sometimes it's what you gotta do. You gotta be on some positive shit. You can't keep watching the craziness. This craziness ain't going nowhere, man. It's here. It's here to stay. It's here to stay. You got people pushing one agenda and people pushing their agenda to make themselves feel good and like fuck everybody else. Like, hey, yeah. See, that's why I don't choose sides or who I'm going to. I got to choose my people. You know why? Because guess what? Them other people don't give a fuck about you. So why I'm going to give a fuck about them? They pushing their agenda, but they ain't pushing your agenda. Okay? I'm going to give you a prime example of that. And once again, I'm sorry, but race is going to be the factor. I can only talk from my perspective. Back in the day when women were pushing their feminist rights, it wasn't popping off the ground until they included who? African Americans. But once they got their thing running and going, what happened? The African Americans, they got pushed to the side. Same thing with affirmative action. You know, they talk about, oh, yeah, this is for the black people. Well, guess what? women are claiming to be discriminated, so they're on the affirmative action list. So when you look at the statistics and the numbers and all this, I'm not doing all that. Go ahead, you do your own research. The blacks ain't getting, we ain't winning. It's like Chris Rock said, if we winning, who's losing? Or if we losing, who's winning? Or if you're losing, who's winning? Because if we winning, I want to know why we still getting shot. But, hey, not a start. But this isn't about that. This is about mental illness, and it goes across the board from everybody. For all we know, every race has their type of mental illness for some reason or another, and that's why. Now, if you want to go biblically, we could do that. But that's another story, and I'm not going into that right now. But bottom line is, if you get the help that you need, you can find out about yourself. You can learn how to deal with problems a little bit better. You can learn what things to avoid. There's things called triggers also. This is real. Now, I'm going to tell you how triggers work. Triggers works like this. Say you can't stand your family or your family person, and you end up watching. It could be something like Brady Bunch the movie or something dealing with family. And all of a sudden, you start crying. You don't even realize that's a trigger. Something triggered your mind. You're like, why am I crying over this? Because it could actually be relating to your life. It's like when you, back in the day, you ever seen movies or cartoons or even dealt with this yourself. You break up in a relationship and now every love song is triggering you. That's what a trigger is. It could be anything. It ain't just broken hearts. It's family. It's your children. There's certain movies now, I realize, like the name, look, check it, Hollywood. What's Hollywood? Holly is magic. Wood is the stick. So it's a Hollywood. Holly is the magic stick, the magic wood. And that's what it is. They're selling you fantasy and it's invading your mind. I'm not saying there aren't any good movies, but these movies, it has been proven, have had an influence on the whole entire world. Made you believe that this is how the world is supposed to be. Made you believe about the picket fence and the dog and this. This is not real world, man. It's not real world. Everybody ain't gonna make it. Everybody can't pull their bootstrings up. Some people don't have strings to pull their bootstrings up. Some people have different circumstances. You know what I'm saying? You got people. Man, I tell you, this is why I had to make a podcast, because every time I talk about one subject, it can always lead to another subject. And that's why I gotta put this to the bare minimum and just keep it where it is. And that's the mental illness aspect. So what I am gonna say is this. I had a friend, and I always tell, I got a big mouth. I always tell my business, man. I do. I tell my business. I figure, hey, if I'm going to tell it, I'm going to tell it before somebody else tell it. But that's how I've gained a lot of friends, because they've been able to confide in me and tell me shit. Because I used to work at a job where I worked for the city, and there was people that worked for the city, and they were fucking homeless, man. For real, how the fuck are you homeless? That's because New York City is fucking crazy. That's why. It doesn't make sense how you can work for the city but can't live in the city. You know how the New York police people are. But anyway, I worked for the city. And, I was telling a friend of mine a situation. Then he showed me his arms and he had shown me some cuts. And he was showing me how he tried to kill himself and he had covered it up with a tattoo. So I had seen him at the time when I seen him, it was like maybe a week prior to seeing him, everything was cool, man. I was like, yo, what's up? La la la. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah, he was telling me all this stuff. He was showing me pictures. I'm gonna tell you how funny this is, because he was telling me how he was on the set of New Jersey Drive. To anybody that remember New Jersey Drive, you got to look it up. He was showing me the pictures of all the people, showing me the pictures he was in. He was on the production set. He was like an intern, okay? But anyway, years later, forwarding 2 years later, he was talking about coming up again and doing, you know, good stuff, going on stage, meeting these Hollywood people. And then literally the next week, already killed himself. And I was just like, damn, kid. Wow, man. I was just totally sounding mad happy. And that's the thing about people with mental illness, man. I feel like everybody has some type of either bipolar or personality disorder when you're in that situation. Because, yo, you could be smiling, happy, and yo, all it got, all it does, yo, you good. That's another thing, people with mental illness, man. Idle mind. Stay active, man. Stay busy. Do whatever it is you need to do. Take it from me. Yo, I'm not even saying I'm cured. There's no such thing as that. All you can do is just try to make your life better, man. Stay away from certain things. Stop watching certain programs now, because I'm telling you, it's going to affect you, man. Stay away from negative people. If they can't, you got people, man. I'm not lying, man. This guy was telling me he was mad at his friend because his friend cut him off. And it wasn't he cut him off. He said, yeah, man, he was going through stuff, man, and he couldn't talk to me. Like, he was really upset. And I'm like, yo, bruh. Yo, that's, if this the thing. People don't have no understanding. People be feeling like they gotta be involved in everything. Yeah, well, he couldn't talk to you. You can't get mad at that. That man going through something you probably wouldn't even understand. Sometimes people gotta understand, when somebody stops talking to you, don't make it personal and make it about you. People are going through their own little thing where they go into their own little bubble and they feel like they can't talk to. Even if you feel like, damn, why are you feeling that? Yo, you can't even think like that, whether woman or female. Because when you get in this type of toxic state, man, it envelops you and you can't reach out. One day turns into 2 days. 2 days turns into four. Four into eight. Eight to 16. You get what I'm saying? It ain't like they not trying to reach out or anything like that. It's almost like they can't. It's like they're in their mental shield. And then after a while, they lose numbers. They get used to being by themselves. And now they don't even know how to talk to people anymore. They don't know how to talk to you. They don't even know what to tell you. What they want to do. Sometimes they get tired of talking about their life. They're tired of talking about. I remember there was a time I talked so much about my problems. I got sick of talking about it myself. Like, I got sick of saying it. So if I'm sick of hearing myself complaining, what do you think other people are? And then you got to think like that. They don't want to bring you down. Maybe they don't want to bring you down. You know, I remember one time my brother was telling me some shit, and this ain't never happened to me before, but this was the first time this ever happened. My brother was so depressed about this woman that, yo, he made me want to kill myself. I'm not bullshitting. I was like, yo, I got to get away from this dude. He making me want to kill. Now, I don't know if this was because I was going through my own shit, but at this moment, I ain't never felt no shit like this. I was like, yo, I can't fuck with this dude right now. This motherfucker made me want to kill myself. I mean, it was just too heavy. And that's another thing. Shit be too heavy for people, man. You can't handle that shit, man. You need a professional. You need to talk to somebody professional, man. For real. Somebody that knows how to deal with this shit. Because that shit is heavy. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a person that been listening to people's stories all your life. I always was a good listener. People always say that. And I could always solve people's problems sometimes, but I can't even solve my own problem. That was the funny shit. But That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. Get that help. And yo, stop telling people with mental illness, come on, man. Come on, get yourself. Yo, it ain't easy like that. You could be making things worse by doing that. That's another thing. Don't be telling people that's going through, yo, come on, man. Yo, you need to get your, come on, man. Yo, you gotta take it easy. Take it easy. What? Take it easy. What? Yo, be easy, man, because it ain't that easy to be telling people. That even goes for crackheads, whatever drug you taking or whatever. I don't mean to be derogatory calling people crackhead or whatever. Even drugs, man, this isn't about judgment. That drugs is heavy, man, and people going to take it as long as they going to take it, man, and there's really nothing you can do about it. They're going to have to, and drugs is heavy, man. I was doing research, man, trying to help somebody, and yo, crack alone, man, let me tell you, you know how long it takes to get off a crack? Like, not just physically and mentally combined, it could take up to 3 months. And then even after 3 months, that don't mean you're not a drug addict. You could relapse, man. That crack ain't no joke, man. Or any of them drugs. I know this for a fact. I know people that I've seen people do this shit in front of me, man. And I ain't just talking about my father, man. I'm talking about people I knew acting crazy, doing this shit right in front of me. And the fact that they was comfortable enough to do that in front of me was bugged out too. You know what I'm saying? I even had somebody fucking rob me. You know what I'm saying? Not like stuck me up, but like kind of, would I say rob? I'm not going to say rob. I'm going to say I was stupid enough to give them money thinking they was getting something else. And, you know, whatever. But there's some things I ain't never even going to be able to tell you because that shit is classified. Word, that's some NSA, CIA, FBI, COPS, corny bullshit. I can't even talk about that, man. For real. But yeah, man, that mental illness, man. Yes, that's real, man. If you feeling some type of way, get the help you need. Do whatever it is you need to do, man. And friends and family, it's real. This isn't they just trying to make money. Nah, man, these people. Look, I get it. It's hard to trust the government. I know, man, because they're a bunch of fucking liars. Then they're the reason why it's hard to even go, hey, you know what, I'm going to go see a therapist. I don't believe in these doctors and all that, but there's some people that have done the research that really care. And I'm a person that's just telling you that I've been there and I know some of the steps that you have to take and that you have to incorporate in your life actually do work, because I've actually used it on people. Like, I've even had a better conversation with my parent because I learned how to talk to her too, like a psychologist, therapist, with the smooth talking. Hey, you know what? It's not you. It's not me. Hey, look, I get it. You know, there's a way you got to do things. But anyway, I'm signing off, and I just hope that I shed some type of light on this mental illness thing, because it's real, man. Because let me tell you, you don't know how much people suffer with this mental illness. Sometimes I could be a fucking asshole to my own family because I'm pissed the fuck off. Things will set me off. Like, we're ultra sensitive to people's face features too. Like, you better be careful when you're around us, because we could look at you and see, oh, why he made that face for, or this, that. Sometimes people be thinking we're psychics, because we're like very face, body sensitive. We'll be like, oh, Lord, the body's gestures telling me something different. I kid you not, it has worked with me plenty of times. I remember I was saying something, and just looking at somebody's face, I knew what they was thinking, and it was true. Just by body and movement alone. I mean, it's not a psychic thing. It's just general knowledge and observation. You start noticing things when you're ultra sensitive and you're going through things. You'd be like, oh, this motherfucker on something. Okay, all right. And another thing with mental illness, depending on who you are, I'm the type of dude, I try not to get mad at people, because, yo, I'll think about that shit for a long time. I'll be on some vindictive, vengeful shit wanting to do something. So I got to be careful, man. I got to think. I got to remember I got kids. I got to remember I'm not a young dude anymore. I got to remember a whole bunch of shit, man. So, to everybody out there with that, if you know somebody out there with mental illness, or, you know, this is real kind of personal to me, so I'm going to just leave it at that. You know, I wish I could get in more depth, but I hope I did the best that I could. But I'm telling you, it's definitely real, and to whoever's going through this mental illness, I don't give a fuck what nationality you are. Yo, get that shit together, because this thing counts across the board for everybody, because maybe this is the reason why we all don't get along, because we all got our mental issues. Why am I acting like I don't know the answer to this? But I gotta say that, because I'm only human. But anyway, take care and peace.